Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Spiegs and I will be playing in the poker tournament as bounties, and I have two podcasts to do tonight.
Danny, I'm just more so confused why you aren't including the names of the podcast you're doing tonight. I think it's great you're doing Caller Daddy.
That would be big.
Daddy gang, can you hear me? Hello, it is the Alexandra Cooper, and I am sitting with what I would consider the ultimate daddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It should be noted, I have a co-author on the project, Ben Kaplan.
And last podcast on the left he's doing, which is very exciting.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Why write a book? Well, Ben Kaplan's been my best friend since third grade.
You're doing Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend today.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hey there, welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
My best friend since third grade, Ben Kaplan.
Before or after Hot Ones tomorrow?
I would love to be on Hot Ones.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? For First We Feast, I'm Sean Evans, and you're watching Hot Ones. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Me and my buddy, Ben Kaplan, we've been best friends since third grade.
Are you doing Score Values? Is that tomorrow or the next day?
I don't think so.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Ben is my best friend since third grade.
I think it's after he does Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
My best friend since third grade, Ben Kaplan.
Right before Sports Medicine Weekly.
Right.
I'll go anywhere.
Managing partner and sports medicine specialist for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole here, along with Steve Cash.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Ben Kaplan's been my best friend since third grade.
Which one of these is he on with Aaron Rodgers? Do we know?
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That is DMT.
Chris Tannehill is the best sound producer anywhere in radio.
Oh, pull it up, Jamie.
Where's he spouting conspiracy theories?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, no, no.
What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
Thanks for having me on,
Ben Kaplan. We've been best friends since third grade.
His cousin dies in a plane crash when he was running against Hillary Clinton. Like, I'm not saying that was a conspiracy, but it's kind of a weird coincidence.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I didn't like it anymore the second time.
You did the podcast.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's 100% unedited audio. 100%. Book tour has been exhausting, doing all of these Zooms and podcasts. I think I would do well on Caller Daddy, though. Don't you think? It's right in the demo for me, Shane?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. What did you guys think of AJ Pierzynski and the explanation of how the conversation went down.
You're going to have to ask somebody else that knows more about that than me do, than we do.
Really?
Yeah, ask someone with the team, maybe.
Yeah. You have to ask somebody else.
Yeah.
He doesn't know any of it.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I mean, what can he say at this point, you know, about this team, you know?
Like, so sensitive. So sensitive, man.
I mean, it's nobody's fault but their own.
And of course.
They've done all of this to themselves.
It is funny, though. Still entirely. On the payroll, though, so they couldn't have been that mad. He's still getting a check from the White Sox. So.
For a little longer, yeah. Yeah. Probably owed him some money. But you guys are done? Out? Until they bring you back in? You're not watching?
Temporarily. I'm done.
Yeah.
I haven't watched anything.
So what part about us being out like before the season started? What made you think we'd be back in watching this product?
Was it the three wins out of 21 games so far?
Yeah, they did win on my birthday, so I appreciate them for that.
Okay.
Southside stand up.
I'm just the Shane wears a White Sox hat in here all the time. Tanny talks about the joy of going to the ballpark. The fact that Tanny once hosted a White Sox podcast where he would do post-game shows on West Coast games. You've had season tickets for how many years?
I went three straight seasons, and I don't have them anymore.
You guys are 98th percentile, 99th percentile fans. Yeah. So for you to not be watching is a pretty significant development, I would say.
I'm doing everything I can lately to remove everything from my life that doesn't bring me at least some bit of joy.
Mm.
And that's 2.5 hours of just sitting there watching them not do anything well. Even this might sound stupid, but like the optioning of Nastrini today to Charlotte, for what reason? Nothing matters at the major league level. He's going to get as much work, the same kind of work in Charlotte as he will at the major league level. Keep the kid up there. Let him figure it out. Danny, who was it the other day that they optioned after he was up for one day? Who was that? And they wasted an option.
Colas.
Yeah. What's the point?
Well, you got to make room for Mike Clevenger, though.
That's how it works.
That's not what they did specifically today, but like that's something you got to think about, you know. I'm still checking in because I still want to be relatively informed. I want to be able to hold them accountable when we talk about them. But it sucks not being able to go home on a night in April and be like, all right, let's turn the Sox on tonight and just kind of forget about the world for a little bit and enjoy a ball game. It sucks it's such a bad product right now. It takes all of the joy out of watching it, really. And all the relaxation, you just get worked up and aggravated. Every time it's like, no hitter alert. They're going to get no hit multiple times this year, I think.
Yeah.
It's already happened, almost happened a couple times.
Yeah, they've gone deep a few times.
Zach Wheeler over the weekend, you know. Like, it's just a really tough watch. And it just, to not have that team as a part of my daily routine, it's frustrating.
It's got to be wild.
It's weird. It's weird. Yeah,
that's got to be great. Baseball's on every day. It's the companion sport. You guys are huge, huge fans. You are some of the biggest baseball fans and White Sox fans I know. You must have so much more time. You know what I mean? Like that is just, even if you are still just in front of a screen watching something else, that has to be a jarring amount of time that has been freed up for you.
Yeah, it's a ton. Yeah. It's a ton. But like you replace it with other stuff. Like the puppy takes up so much more of my time.
Sure.
And then I'm also watching that show on Netflix that your wives are probably watching one day about the girl and the guy that fall in love or I've replaced it with worse
fiance?
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that you're all just using the time 100% productively. But
my advice, Friday was great because the Cubs had already played. And so, we're not going to talk about Friday's White Sox game on the show on Monday. So, watch a movie. Watch something. Watch a classic movie that you've never seen before. 12 Angry Men. I watched
Searchers.
The Searchers, Danny.
Searchers. One day you'll watch the movie that I recommended to you.
Kicking and Screaming?
No.
Well, both of you. You each have one on my list. It's on the list.
It's on the list. I don't know. Every other movie in the world would have to happen for Tandy to watch Short Term 12 and Kicking and Screaming. Two very different films.
I'm just leading into the bit at this point.
I get it. What else are you removing from your life? Because, I mean, I've been thinking about doing daily affirmations. You know, gratitude check-ins. Like things that I am, hey, I'm grateful for this. I am appreciative of this. This is an objective fact about my life that 97% of the world
would love to be able to say, or whatever the case may be, to try to get more into the positive headspace on a day-to-day basis. So you've removed, you said, the other things that are making you unhappy.
People. Yeah. And I classify the White Sox in that category as well. Like
you're just seeing fewer people.
Yeah, I'm seeing fewer people. I'm returning fewer text messages. Like if I don't want to respond, if I don't need you for not need you for something, but if I don't have like a real friendship with you, I don't care anymore. It's just
you're shrinking the circle.
I'm shrinking the circle for sure. It's awesome.
Good for you.
It's awesome. But people, yeah, and the White Sox, they don't even have a shape right now. There's no shape that they'd be in. No circle. No square. No triangle. I'm done with them.
I will say, though, for us, what is potentially at risk here is that they become so bad that they become historic. That, because we said in the preview, like, if they won 80 games, you'd cook a White Sox hat and me and Speaks would have to eat it.
Right.
What if they win 50?
I don't even, that's not even close to being on the table right now. You're looking at 22 wins.
Well, this is extreme, right? They're not going to win. Not going to win less than 40 games.
It's pretty bleak. Like, you know, I could see leaning into the fun of an all-time bad team because if you know you're going to get that number one pick on the other side, but you won't even get a top 10 pick.
Right, you can't pick until 10th, right? Yeah. 10th or 11th.
So that really makes this one of the bleakest seasons I can remember in my baseball fandom.
I know, but there is something too, like the Schadenfreude, or just like the watching of the car wreck.
Well, you said it, Schadenfreude. You take joy in them losing. I don't particularly.
Wait a minute. If they are on their way to an MLB record number of losses, that will become a story, man. Now, not until August or September. But if they win 42 games this year, if they go 42-120, we'll be talking about the worst season in the history of this town. We're talking about one of the worst seasons in baseball history, one of the worst seasons in sports, any sport.
I don't think we will.
You think we'll still just not talk about it?
We'll just not talk about it. Yeah, which is sad because we should be shining a light on some of the on some of the really bad things and some of the incompetent things that are going on. But ultimately, you know, the Cubs will roll on.
Yeah,
Bears training camp, like they will be an afterthought. Like we're going to struggle finding a segment to talk about them at all. You know, good or bad in August. You know,
no, fair enough. And I'm just reacting to the AJ thing and with you guys, but I do think that like if. I always say either be bad or be great for us, but be interesting. This team is not interesting.
No, they're not.
But
you know what is interesting? Guys like Nick Nastrini.
Yeah, I was just going to say, these young guys, these pitchers. Like, guys that's like Jonathan what I'm Cannon. Watching. And then
guys like Oscar Colas, who we know can be reportedly a little bit of a cancer maybe. But still, those are young players who need to figure it out one way or another. And Nick Nastrini is not going to figure it out in Charlotte more than he will on a struggling major league team playing against better players.
Yeah, you're
just bad decisions.
They only have bad options right now. So yes, play the young player who could become good, unless you think it's going to get so bad for him at the major league level that he needs the anonymity of it. But you could argue being on the White Sox it comes with plenty of anonymity. These guys can walk around town and not be noticed. No one is watching to the games. No one is listening to the games. It is no one's going. Those stadium shots are remarkable. I can't believe they're selling out of 500 milkshakes. It must be every single person that goes is buying one of those damn milkshakes. I do think that there might come a time where if they do get no hit multiple times, if they do, you know, have the worst record in baseball by far, if the worst record of all time is in play, they could become so bad that it's fun bad and that they become a national punchline. What's the longest losing streak? You know, like streaks of futility and embarrassment, I do think start to come into play with the White Sox. And just the fact that you guys are out so quickly, and I know you said before the year that you were tanning, I understand that, but like you guys are about as big a White Sox fans and baseball fans as I know. So that is a remarkably... You had a season ticket package last year, right?
No. Last year was the first year I did not
have. Okay. You're right. Yeah. Okay. But so it still is a very, very quick deterioration of not the biggest fan base, but a pretty proud fan base if they've lost you guys.
I mean, they are it's a fan base that consistently gets noticed for being the most active on social media. Like, there are metrics for that. There are ways to figure that out, and publications put that out there. That's how much this fan base cares, all while Jerry Reinsdorf is sitting up there in his suite with his cigar, just sticking his head out the window and spitting directly onto the heads of fans down there. That's essentially what he's doing. He's spitting all over White Sox fans.
He had a hell of a weekend. His team getting blown out like that and the Bulls situation and all that. You know, I still, yeah.
There is no team in the history of baseball who has been shut out 7 times over the first 23 games. No team.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Not since, like, 1901, modern day era, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying.
The fun part will be, it's like, oh, this team hasn't done this since this team existed. And
right.
You find out about that Brooklyn team before they became the Brooklyn Dodgers, whatever their name was. You know what I mean? Like, obscure things like that. Like the old Mike Trout thing. Like, Mike Trout, a home run, and, you know, Shohei Ohtani pitched a shutout, and that hasn't happened since, you know, this era. And then the Angels lost.
Yes, that... Except without the positive side of it. Yeah. It's just like the amount of historic bad is interesting. If we are actually watching the worst baseball team assembled since it went to 162 games, that will get some attention, even if it is mocking attention. And I'm talking about national attention. They'll talk about it on MLB Network and Foul Territory and John Boy and places like that, man, because that it's hard to do. And the other thing that's amazing about it, to Taney's point, is it won't be by design, by like, oh, well, we're just bottoming out to get the top pick, to get the transformational guy, or whatever. You can't get it because of the draft rules. This is like Ryan Poles has so few draft assets this year. But part of it is by design, because he knew this was the first year that so many guys were going to be going back to college for their senior seasons because of NLI money, so that the sixth and the seventh round are weaker than it's ever been in the draft. So he doesn't have any picks in that way. He's like planning it ahead. The White Sox can't get a top pick this year because of the new draft rules and where they picked last year, and they're historically terrible, showing no foresight into the whole thing.
The Tigers' record is... in play. What was it? 43-119. I think that's the fewest, the worst winning percentage in the 162 game era. That's in play. It is very much in play that the White Sox do not win 45 games.
So that's the number? 45?
43-119, I think. It was 2013.
43.
Yeah.
2003, was it?
That's the number? I mean, it's obviously they're pacing for it. I have a hard time believing that. It just seems so damn impossible in this day and age.
But watching them, it's like it's impossible to score a run.
Right.
You know, Eloy finally hits a home run yesterday, his first of the year. Like, the threat of a home run, it seems like just something that you're not going to see when you're watching a game. So if you don't hit the ball out of the ballpark, it's tough to win, because they're clearly not going to scrap their way and scratch many runs across. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Like they thought they would. Like, that has backfired.
Yeah, losing cleaner, playing fundamentally sound baseball.
Yeah, look
all
at them this weekend.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Yeah. Generally speaking, the teams and the players that play cleaner are the ones with a lot of talent. I know that it's like, oh, I got a lot of talent, so I coast and I can be careless fundamentally. That's just because you notice it more because they make all of the awesome plays.
I got a text today. The highest paid player in the history of the franchise, Andrew Benintendi, has the worst WAR on the worst team in the history of the franchise. He's a negative player.
Wow.
Who they got 5 years after they should have. You know how they say that you can't define pornography, but when you see it, you just know what it is?
Yes.
You can't really define bad baseball, but when you see it, you know what it is.
Yeah, this is historic.
This will go down as the worst baseball team in the history of the game.
Okay. Well,
I can't define it, but I know what it is.
But I got to be honest, like, so Texter said, I don't like how much this is delighting Parkins. Yes and no. I don't love how they do business. I don't love how they've treated me over the years. I don't love how they've treated Benetti. Like, there is some of that, I suppose. I can, you know, everyone has biases. I can admit that. But I want you guys to be happy. Some of my best friends are White Sox fans. It's better when two teams are interesting.
Ben Kaplan from third grade?
Yeah, he's a White Sox fan. Exactly. You heard about him in the open. But just honestly, like, I don't want – but I will say this could be fun to follow. Like, not to watch and tune into for 2.5 hours a night, but if they win less than 40 games, history is always interesting. And fun to be like, we'll go. I was at Lambeau for when the Lions went 0-16. If it's the end of the year and the White Sox can lose a game to be the worst team in the history of baseball, I'll be there. That would be a lot of fun. Elotes on me.
Okay, Danny, but it's not fun for the people who consider themselves White Sox fans.
No, I get
that's
that.
What Tanny's saying earlier.
I find
joy
in
their misfortune.
A smidge of joy.
A smidge. What do you get more joy from, the White Sox being bad or the Bears Stadium? Because you've said multiple times that it is joyless.
It is joyless. It's about property taxes and real estate development, and it doesn't have an impact on whether or not the team wins or loses.
This is kind of funnier. The associations that, like, we are as big of White Sox fans as we are, because, I mean, I'm not going to speak for Tanny, but because of our fathers.
Yeah.
Because of what we grew up consuming and what memories we made early. Now it just goes away, and there's nothing any of us can do to turn it around, even though we know what's best. It's as simple as just spending
more
money.
You should go to the ballpark more, you know?
Oh, sorry about
yeah,
that.
No, yeah, we should blame
yeah.
you.
Sorry about that.
We should figure out a way to blame you.
Have you considered spending more of your money on the team?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's an answer they'd give, too.
We know. They have.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're not out here covering pressures. Who wants to? And they're not saying anything. I'd rather go back and talk to Pedro Grifol about his peanut butter and orange juice intake, what I did feels like 10 years ago. Back when we liked the guy.
White Sox guests on Bourbon and a Buddy. That feels like ancient history. Ancient history. Well, okay. You mentioned the stadium. I want to know how they're going to sell me on this not being incredibly short-sighted. Because I am very skeptical, even though I'm sure the renderings will be beautiful. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Mark Wahlberg's here.
Chicago, we love you, baby. Come on.
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, it's good to own land. It's not bad to own 326 acres in Arlington Heights.
What have I been saying? I don't know. Real estate. Buy real estate. Buy land, AJ. Because God ain't making any more of it.
Yeah. We got a press conference on Wednesday. They're going to show us some renderings and hugs and handshakes with city officials and stakeholders the day before they draft Caleb Williams. So I know there's already like a video that our social team put out of me with my initial reaction as the news was breaking. And I haven't watched it back, and that's all fine. But I mean, I was really just like kind of processing it as it's come and gone. It just feels short-sighted for the McCaskies to buy the land, to want to own the land, to then use the stadium to build up everything around the land, to like really give them some serious, serious FU generational wealth. Not that they obviously don't have it. I understand that. They could sell the Bears tomorrow and have $6 billion. But the city's still going to own it. The city's still going to own it. I'm trying to think about like, what would the renderings need to show you guys to make you be really impressed?
It would have to be floating on the water.
Obviously, other than that.
With definitely that.
Yeah, that's number one for sure.
I would be impressed just with the engineering alone.
Yeah, because it's a big stadium. Yeah.
I mean, I'm impressed with anything just shiny, you know?
Yeah. Good glass.
I'm an idiot. So I just like, give me a lot of glass, you know?
Yeah.
I want a picture maybe of the Super Bowl, you know, so I can really put it in my mind like, oh, yeah, the Bears could win a Super Bowl here. Remember those times?
I never could imagine what it would look like.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love if, unlike the White Sox, they spelled Chicago right in their renderings of the stadium.
Good idea.
That would be a plus for me for sure. Maybe a Caleb statue already.
See, I was,
Danny's building it.
I'm in. They can have the one that's in my backyard. Not a problem. I was thinking
life size, perfect for cuddling.
Do you? He's a good little spoon. Do you? Yeah, I was thinking about it. Do you put on the video board Caleb Williams?
Yeah, 100%.
That'd be a good move, right?
Without a doubt, yeah.
I think so, too.
You can't do that. If it's not for Wednesday, anyway.
It would be funny.
Oh, it would, yeah.
It'd be funny. QB 13. Just you know, like kind of nameless, faceless, but you could see that the guy's name was 13. Put him on the board.
Tyler Scott's like, the price just went up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It'll be – Kevin Warren would frame it as a win. Do you think it is? Because I don't. Now, I know that I don't live in the city anymore. I know that. So, like, dismiss my opinion on it entirely. But they clearly wanted to own 320 acres of land, build a stadium on it that they own, so that when Taylor Swift or Jay-Z or the Final Four or whomever play in their stadium, they get the revenue from that and the residential properties and the parking and the restaurants and the sports book and whatever else they put on the land, because no stadium is 320 acres. Like, that's what they wanted. And this, I'm sure, will look great. And maybe they even have figured out a way to make pathways to the lakefront, you know, rebuild bridges so that it's an easier walk.
They will.
Right? Like, that's,
and they'll go underground.
Yeah. What I'm sure they will have a solve for that in the renderings, and they will make this more appealing. And the columns will stay, and there will be green space, and they'll show pictures of people picnicking among the columns and history to the war monument and to everything that they'll make it look great. But at the end of the day, if they built a domed stadium in Arlington Heights, they'd get a Super Bowl and a Final Four. And if they build a domed stadium on the lakefront, they get a Super Bowl and a Final Four. But at one, the city gets the revenue. And on the other, the team gets the revenue. Is there any way that the McCaskey family looks at that as anything other than a failure?
Okay, here's the thing, and this might be morbid. I don't know if this is morbid, but in my nature, I'm going to say it anyway. They know Virginia doesn't have a ton of time left. That family is still worth $2 billion.
Yeah.
At what point do you think they're weighing what matters more to Bears fans, relocating to Arlington Heights with a nice stadium and they make a ton of money, or they still have a ton of money and they see an overwhelming amount of Bears fans would prefer the team stay within the skyline?
Is that true?
I think so. I think so.
I don't see data on that. Like, I'm not saying that an overwhelming majority prefer Arlington Heights, but I have not in the years that we've now talked about this, however long it's been, since we had Bill Curtis on and that first thing came out. I don't get the sense that there's a ton of outrage about the Bears going to Arlington Heights.
I don't think there is, and maybe it's fake outrage, the stuff that is out there, but I think when you're given the option of a brand new stadium regardless,
yes,
and you have the option of Arlington Heights or iconic city of Chicago,
yeah,
where I won't say the majority of the state, but about half the state, about half of people who are going to go to see Bears games, it's closer for them to come to Chicago. If we're talking west and we're talking south, it's closer to come to Chicago.
Sure,
if
sure.
You have those two options, brand new stadium, majority would still pick Lakefront.
Okay.
Because we don't care how much money the McCaskey family makes, you know?
No, and I
do.
Yeah, of course. Famously.
As much as possible, you know?
Famously. to that point, Shane, I've tried to reiterate that all the time. Like, there isn't really much tangible benefit that a Bears fan would get on the football field from it, because there's a floor and a cap. You could only spend so much, and every team in the NFL has enough money to sign anybody that they want. So, because the NFL teams do not make their money locally. So, like, yes, I agree. Like, a fan should not care about it. I was saying, is there any way the McCaskeys don't look at it as a failure and a disappointment? if they end up in the city versus Arlington Heights, because they would care about the money and all of that. And maybe you're saying it's a family business and there's no difference between $2 billion and $5 billion or whatever. My late father would have said, you know what the difference is? $3 billion. Like, that's the difference.
But how much do you need?
I get it. And maybe they'll never sell, even though it's a big, weird family with a lot of different people who some probably want to sell and some probably don't, and the whole thing. Sure, I understand that argument. It's just I don't know how you could possibly make that stadium not a pain in the ass. I'm very interested to see. But Lakeshore Drive is going to be there in the renderings. We're in agreement? Lake Michigan is going to be there in the renderings.
It'd be hard to not include it, yeah.
Right. And where the columns are has to remain green space. So it's going to be the same thing.
But it'll be nicer.
It will be nicer.
And it won't be ugly. And yeah, you'll fit 80,000.
I guess.
Maybe 85.
I guess. It'll probably be...
And also, Danny, it's going to be a little bit more south.
Yeah, right. It's going to be a couple hundred yards more south.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
different.
That changes everything. That changes everything. Wednesday at noon? Maybe I'll go. Where will people park while the stadium's under construction? I desperately want to know the answer to that question.
Floating parking structure out in the lake, I think.
Like, they're building it on the few thousand parking spots that they currently have.
Yeah.
Everyone is shuttling from McCormick Place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Man.
It sounds horrible.
That sounds like a logistical nightmare, huh?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you should get out there on the Blackstone. When those buses start piling up to take people back to their cars.
Ooh, yeah.
Smashburger. Yeah. Captive
there we
audience.
Go.
Yeah.
Captive
That's a
audience.
Great idea.
Yeah. All right.
Huh.
Well, yeah. What a weird day. What a weird day.
For what other reason?
For what other reason?
Yeah. What other reasons making today weird?
Passover.
Oh. Shane, do not say Jew holiday. You mean Drew Holiday is what you said. You said Drew Holiday.
And Rosenberg's laughing. By the way, happy Passover to Al. And for all of our Jewish friends, we know this is the start of Passover. The Seders will start tonight. And be safe when you drive home from wherever you're spending that Seder.
Was that an email or a text?
Text. I still have the screenshot in my favorites.
Yeah, can you send it to me again,
sure,
please?
No problem.
Yeah, thank you. Like, we should be able to quote The Wire on this show. Yeah, just share that. Shane, don't say Jew holiday. Drew holiday. It's very confusing. I get it. One of the all-time mishaps happened today. And the offender seems to be doubling down, which is always a hilarious public relations strategy. You'll understand next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.